Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik de Cure. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
I'm Ashray. I'm the co-founder and CEO of a synthetic media video startup called as Rephrase.ai.
Ashray, how are you involved with synthetic media?
So at Rephrase, we are building a generative AI company that makes professional quality video creation as simple as writing text. Along the vision is to be able to create Hollywood level films with just say something like a storyboard as input. But we've already nailed the first step in that journey, which is we can create very professional quality films of real human characters looking into the camera and speaking anything by just you being able to write any script as an input. We've seen this get used across multiple use cases, starting from corporate learning to brand, to working with multiple brands and celebrities. We've did video chatbots. We've done like social media content. So a vast majority of things touching across the media space, we're trying to get them to be synthetic in some sense, or at least helping expand the possibilities of the content. We did one of the largest celebrity-driven synthetic media campaigns in the country. So yeah, super exciting times.
Ashray, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
So let's start with successes. I think the biggest advantage of synthetic media, and especially relating to what we do, which is video creation, is we take something that is typically very operations heavy and convert it to be now a software-driven process. So we sort of see that AWS kind of an effect on video creation, which I think is really incredible, because this particular field used to be extremely inefficient in some sense. And here are a few examples of this. First, creating a professional quality video content for, say, a corporate learning use case would typically have taken a few weeks for a company to get out of the door. But now we're able to import these presentations on a platform and help create these highly professional videos, all in a matter of like a few minutes or at best like a few hours. And that's just an insane amount of scalability that you get. Also simplicity. Now we make these kinds of videos highly accessible for audiences which did not know anything about video creation. And what I'm referring to particularly is, as of today, you probably need to do an actor audition, then you get a production crew, you then get a studio, you get a shoot day, you have a post-shoot edit process that happens. Like, no one really understands this, and hence you end up either outsourcing it to a different part within your organization, or more often giving it to a different organization to create any video content for you. And because it's so complex, it becomes a very static piece that you can't edit, you can't refine, because, you know, for every, if say you get some feedback from a stakeholder, for even the minus of change, you need to go to someone else, and that starts a whole new chain of its own. So because now it's become, you know, synthetic, or at least because now it's become like a software process, the advantage of anyone being able to create content is just insane. Like, if say you now get a feedback from a stakeholder, you just want to make a minor edit to the video, all you need to do is not call an actor back, but just change the script that you've written, and you're able to edit it. So that's the corporate learning side. Brand solutions for us is turning out to be a very, very big vertical, where what we do is we work with brands and celebrities. And we're sort of building like a Cameo as an API kind of model. So instead of it taking a few days or a few weeks for you to get personalized shout outs from celebrities, we make it accessible as an API layer to all the brands, which means now any brand could, you, whenever they sign their brand ambassador, they are also starting to create a digital version of their IP. So basically create a digital avatar of the brand ambassador face. And then with small royalty payments involved for every single video creation, you're able to now have a one-on-one conversation with all of your customers with your brand ambassador's face in all of these videos. And this opens up, a whole new possibility, because instead of the distribution layer just being B2C, we now are directly able to honestly like bring smiles to many people's faces, because for the first ever time they're hearing from, you know, their idols who they've wanted to interact with childhood. So these are some of the amazing successes that we've started to see with synthetic media across use cases. In terms of challenges, I think the field is still pretty nascent, especially when you start to look at synthetic voice more than synthetic videos, I would say. So that's one of the challenges in this entire space, that how do you get high quality output, which would appear nearly indistinguishable with honestly like pretty limited amount of data. So we've seen some really high quality outputs from a bunch of companies, but then the amount of data requirement that it has becomes really expensive, and hence that stops the adoption of the space. So that's our, you know, being able to generate synthetic voices with lesser amount of data, I would say, is one of the largest challenges that synthetic media face. Also, there are, of course, ethical challenges that we need to navigate. It took us many months to be able to build a certain level of comfort in the space that, you know, it's okay to clone and create a digital copy of brand ambassador spaces. So we signed legal agreements. We ensure that every single video output that goes with a person's face is actually verified by them to ensure that they're comfortable with it. And we just basically scale up time. So to navigate around the entire, you know, it's an insane power. So it comes with a lot of responsibility, and to navigate these responsibilities and ensure that people that are doing a good job at it is another challenge that I think synthetic media companies will have to face.
Ashray, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
I think the number one advice I would share with people working on synthetic media is to be very clear around the ethical guidelines of how to work in this space. There are many, many companies that you can build with misuse of this technology. So we need to make sure that people are doing the right thing. And secondly, the advice that I would share is for most companies to decide in which category do they want to play. In the sense that, do you want to be on the super professional quality videos, which look hyper real in that kind of environment? Or say, do you want to play in the super casual space where, you know, you're helping people create memes, or you're helping, you know, maybe just like create like fancy B2C kind of videos, where the quality expectation is a lot lower than what it would be on the professional side. So to be able to make this distinction early helps, of course, a go to market, but also helps guide your technology direction on what would you like to scale up with.
And Ashray, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
So you can check us out at rephrase.ai. That's our website. That's where we publish most of our work. And for any questions whatsoever, we are always happy to, you know, either anyone can send me an email at ashray@rephrase.ai, or you can just reach out to us via the chatbot or the type form, and we're happy to answer any questions.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.